A quick heads up, this episode contains swearing.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And this is Even the Rich. Over the last four episodes, we revisited our 2021 series on the Kardashians.
And a lot has happened since then.
Yeah, there's the new show on Hulu coming out this month. Kylie had another baby. All the fallout from Kim's divorce.
Yeah, Kim's been going through it. But maybe her new $100 million private jet is helping her cope?
Yeah, I feel like that could get me through some stuff.
Well, you saw her Variety interview. If you would just get off your fucking ass and work, you could have your own jet.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, though.
Well, today we're going to get caught up on the last year of all things Kardashian. The good, the bad, and the very cringy.
Here to talk with us is Francesca Bacardi, the Page Six writer whose literal job is to keep up with the Kardashians. She's been on the Kardashians beat for the last decade and broke the news that Kim and Pete are dating. Francesca Bacardi, thank you for joining us on Even the Rich. We're really excited to have you.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We read, you know, our fair share, if not more than our fair share, of Page Six. And we often see the line, sources tell Page Six. Mm-hmm. Is that real? Like, would these sources be?
Yeah, I mean, we're not just making it up to throw it into a story.
Oh, like, so that's not how journalism works.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Like, right? I need this quote, so I'm going to make it up.
Yeah, just make it up and then put a footnote. Another made up footnote.
Exactly.
No, our sources are actual people. They're not bots. They're not the celebrity themselves telling us. You know, it's real people. And I obviously can't specify who it is because,
sure,
you know,
right,
a journalist never reveals their sources. But I can say, like, it's friends of friends. It's people who work for them. Sometimes we get tips through our tips inbox.
That's like that tip Kim Kardashian texted at the movie theater. Supposedly, we talked about in our series that she texted the paparazzi to come. So,
oh, yeah. She's been doing paparazzi calls for years. And it actually surprises me because you would think at this point she doesn't need that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
I just assumed they were all Kris Jenner using a voice changer, but mm-hmm. I guess I've been proven wrong.
Honestly, it wouldn't shock me.
Has Kris Jenner ever sent you anything?
She's yelled at me.
Of course she has.
So no.
Well,
she
that's
hasn't.
How you know you've made it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So she's yelled at me once. And then another time she sent one of her lackeys to yell at me. It was over. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which, like, good day. Bad day, but good day.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. It was over Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna have been embroiled in, like, eight different lawsuits overlapping.
Yeah.
And Blac Chyna's attorney came to me and gave this vicious statement about Rob and Kylie and XYZ, alleging that they abused her, all this stuff. And I ran with it because the Kardashians and their attorney, like, didn't get back to me at the time within a reasonable amount of time. And so the story went up and it said we didn't receive a return from the Kardashian side. And Kris called and ripped me a new one.
Wow.
And I was like, in the beginning of my career, I think I would have pooped myself.
Oh, absolutely.
But after this long and having to deal with a lot of clowns, you're just like, okay, but I gave you a day.
Yeah.
Okay, when was this exactly?
Oh, it was definitely pre-pandemic because I was in the office and it became sort of a show. People were like, who the are you on the phone with? And I was like, Kris Jenner. Like, mouthing. And then they were like, oh my God, put it on speaker. And I was like, hell no. No,
wow.
I'm not going to get eviscerated in front of a newsroom of
your
people.
Coworkers are me. I would 100% be like, put it on speaker.
Oh, yeah. Anytime somebody gets a dramatic phone call, I'm like, guys, speakerphone, let's go in a huddle room.
Yes.
Let's all be part of this.
Yes.
My coworkers and I always joke that one day when we're long retired, we're going to come out with a book of all of the stories of all the ways we've been screamed at by various important people over the years.
I would buy that.
Ugh.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll pre-order it right now.
Oh my God, yes. I love that for me.
So So obviously, we want to talk about the Kardashians. They have given you, they've given us, they've given everyone no shortage of news over the last year. And that's just the last year. So we have to start with Kim. We have to talk about her Variety interview last month. I mean, she's flying around in her new private jet with cashmere finishes and telling all of us to get off our fucking asses and work if we want to be successful. I mean, is it safe to say she's essentially completely out of touch with the real world at this point?
I just think she blacks out the fact that she was born wealthy. I mean, they were born with a silver spoon in their mouths and a platform to start all of their businesses. And I think that's why it drives everybody insane when they say they're self-made, because they're not. You know, to tell people to get off your asses and work when people are busting their asses working three jobs is rich. Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Truly.
Even more astounding was when Courtney was like, that's so true.
Courtney's got a lot of nerve.
Even get
Courtney's
me started.
Whole don't get plot line the past 10 years has been, I don't want to work.
Yeah.
she doesn't want to work.
That was the most relatable
like, I'm getting
thing
paid
about her.
Thousands of dollars to eat salads on TV. I don't want to work. This is too much. Right.
And like she even, like, we're not making that up. Those were her words. She said, I don't really want to work anymore. She couldn't even show up to the family Christmas card photo shoot. And she was going to sit here and tell me my ass needs to get up and work. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. So much. So obviously the biggest thing going on in Kim's life right now is all the fallout with Kanye and, of course, her relationship with Pete. What do you think have been the big turning points in terms of Kanye's behavior and Kim's reaction to it?
I think because it's a mental illness, she doesn't respond all the time, at least publicly, because it's just such a dicey field. But I think after a while, enough is enough. And when he keeps saying, I don't see my kids, she's like, you just picked them up this morning. And I think it has to get scary for Pete, who, by the way, I'm honestly shocked is still tolerating all of this. So credit to him. But I honestly feel bad in the situations where they're clearly trying to handle it privately. And then Kanye puts them all on blast by sharing screenshots of text messages from Pete, who's like, I'm not trying to get in the way. Just keep your kids out of it. Keep it private. And then Kanye's like beheading him in a music video.
Right. Yeah. Well, then what do you think about Pete's response? I'm in bed with your wife. What do you think about all
okay,
that?
Okay, so that was so immature. Are we in high school? It's like, what are you doing? And the selfie, like, I was mortified for him. They're also making t-shirts of it now. So obviously everyone got a kick out of it. But that was not the appropriate response.
It's interesting because he, like, there were parts of that text exchange that were like,
sincere.
He, you know, he's very open about his mental stuff and like how he struggles with that and he deals with it. And it seemed like he was, at parts, it was like he's trying to, like, you know, get through to Kanye. But I'm just like, why is this public? Why would you share this?
That's the thing. That whole exchange made Kanye look bad overall. And meanwhile, I'm sure Kim was mortified by that.
Ugh. I feel like
you gotta wonder.
She had to have, like, allowed it, though. Like, there's no way.
Well, that was exposed. Well, yeah. So that was exposed on Kanye's Instagram. But my theory is that Pete was not in bed with Kim at that time. Like, I think they were separate because there's no way she was like, take a selfie of yourself and send it to him, knowing Kanye's volatility. Yeah. I think that was Pete being 28 years old because everyone likes to forget that she's 41 and he's 28.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just realized that.
It's every age gap in Hollywood has been dissected to no end, and then nobody talks about this one.
Yeah,
we have Kanye overshadowing it. I have not thought about their age gap.
Yeah, that's 100% why.
I know Kanye's what, 46?
He's
and
44.
Pete's 28. Like, of course he's making 44. Of course Pete's making these stupid jokes. He's a child.
Right. Yeah.
He's Brooks type.
Okay, let's relax.
You love him.
I do, but not because he's immature. I have a theory that at some point we'll all think he's hot. It just hasn't happened for everyone yet.
I mean, I'm not kicking him out of bed.
Well, no, he's Pete Davidson. It's the same kind of vibe as Adam Driver for me. Like, he kind of looks like a bird, but I'm into it.
Yeah, I love birds. So I think it's fair to say that most people go through kind of like a personal evolution after something major, like a divorce. Do you think that's true for Kim?
I think Kim is going through this I'm a do me phase.
Yeah.
More than just who she dates. I think it's a whole subtle rebrand that we've started to see in her interviews as of late. She's cursing a lot more.
Yeah.
She's coming off more aggressive. Like, she's dropping F-bombs yeah. left and right. And
yeah,
I'm she like, is. Kim, Kim, you're trying to become a lawyer. like, let's cool it. And it's just this whole aura change around her. And she's also talked a lot about turning 40 and deciding that she was going to be happy. She was going to, which, and again, another jab, but she's doing whatever she wants, when she wants, and is going to date who she wants, it mm-hmm. seems. Like, nobody thought this was going to last as long as it did. It seemed like such a fling. They honestly, yeah. in my opinion, don't even look like they go together, but what do I know? and I think she's just having fun, and she's going to live this unrestrained life because Kanye had her on such a tight leash in terms of her style, her actions, her appearances. I mean, like, literally her work appearances. And so now I think she's free to do whatever she wants, whatever interviews she wants, magazines, doing SNL, for example. So I think she's just trying to express herself in whatever way she can that makes her happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like the style thing is definitely something we've talked about. This is mm-hmm. always Brooke's thing about Kanye and neutral colors.
I hate it.
How would you say Kim's style, because it's definitely has changed. How would you say it's changed post-divorce and now that she's with Pete?
So when she's with Pete, I've noticed that she's always in sweatpants. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like lax cool girl. Yeah. Like, I'm a cool mom.
Yeah.
And she's going out for ice cream and like going to McDonald's in her athleisure wear and just being relaxed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people... sources, buzzword, have told me that her more relaxed fit is because she's with Pete and she doesn't want to seem like, you know, a high maintenance bae. Mm-hmm. She is just cool, not worried about appearances. But when she does have those appearances, she's wearing so much more color now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was out in hot pink at one point. She's gotten a whole new stylist because obviously, you know, Kanye isn't it anymore. And she's just, every time she's dressed up, she's still wearing skin tight clothing. There's no doubt. But it's just, there's more life to the outfits. It's not just monochrome. She wore this, of course, skin tight ensemble to an interview with Vogue where she was almost like tied together. I can't explain it. It was a black dress, skin tight, that folded over on the top and kept her arms restrained to the point that she couldn't walk. She was waddling. And she's been doing the waddle a lot recently with these outfits because she's now always in clothes that restrain her. And obviously she's trying to show off her figure, but it's a totally different style from, you know, covering her face in Balenciaga, mm-hmm. even though she's the face of Balenciaga. I think she's exploring. She's always in Terry Mugler. You know, I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm not even going to try. And she's also willing to have a sense of humor now about her fashion. She was at the Wall Street Journal Innovator Awards and her dress ripped and she had a wardrobe malfunction. And instead of, I think, Kanye, which would have flipped out,
yeah.
she was just like, my dress ripped. Like, mm-hmm. not much mm-hmm. I can do. And just, like, it's just more vibrant in every way. And with events coming, we'll see what she has, you know, what she's going to wear.
Yeah. Interesting.
And if she can walk.
Yeah, that would be the big one. Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank?
Literally always.
Okay. Well, the new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look, and it comes in luxe gold packaging. It feels incredibly high-end, but it is a lot more affordable.
Oh, yeah. The Panorama Mascara lives up to its name by giving your lashes panoramic volume and a fully fanned out look. Its tapered mascara wand catches every single lash, including those hard-to-reach corner lashes. When I do wear makeup, I do the bare minimum, and that's usually eyeliner and mascara and lip gloss. And so mascara has to really pop.
Yes.
And let me tell you, L'Oreal, this baby pops.
Yeah. I do love the packaging. Like, I'm all about that.
So if you're looking for an affordable mascara that gives you voluminous, lengthened lashes, you can buy the Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
So as a listener of Even the Rich, you know that audio piques the imagination, which is why we're so excited for Audible's new collection of exclusive thrillers. They feature captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances that really bring the story to life.
Oh, yeah. The next listen on my list is the psychological thriller, The Silent Patient.
Ooh.
So it's all about a therapist who tries to unravel the mystery of a woman who refuses to talk or give any explanation as to why she shot her husband. I mean, it's going to be the perfect binge listen. And you know I love my thrillers.
I can agree. I can agree. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
Yeah, new members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/eventherich or text eventherich to 500-500.
That's audible.com/eventherich or text eventherich to 500-500 to get started. Okay, so we've covered Kim, Pete, and Kanye. Let's move on to Kylie. She gave birth to her second child with Travis Scott in February, the baby formerly known as Wolf. And of course, as of this taping, we still don't know what the new name is. But Kylie said in a trailer for the new show that this pregnancy was totally different from her first because it was more public. Do you think that's true?
She was going to events. She was walking carpets pregnant. She was showing off her bump in wild styles. So she really intended for this pregnancy to be out in the open. And obviously she was filming at the same time. Unfortunately, Travis Scott's AstroWorld Festival was a disaster. Yeah. People lost their lives. It was handled so poorly. People were accusing him, you know, of not stopping the show. And Kylie being connected to him because this will be their second child together, she, with him, went into hiding, completely disappeared off the face of this earth. So, no, it was not private as it was intended, which sort of now ages the show.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
The show that hasn't come out yet.
Exactly. Yeah. So do you think the Kardashians were actively trying to distract us from Kylie after the AstroWorld stuff? And if so, what were their tactics?
Oh, always. I think they're always trying to distract from everything negative. And I think the reason the Kanye stuff was so powerful was because there was nothing they could do to control it.
Yeah.
Like, he was doing his own thing and it couldn't be stopped. Whereas when there's this AstroWorld situation that's playing out in the media, they could distract with other things, right? They could distract with Travis and Courtney getting engaged and having sex on Instagram and doing all those things. Whereas with Kanye, he was just a loose cannon. And so while Kylie was, I don't know, doing God knows what off of social media, there was so much other content coming from this family that, you know, the pregnancy and the delivery and then another plot change, we're changing the name. I mean, there's just so much that they can do to distract from other things. I mean, even if you look back at the timing of the Variety article came out, Kim was roasted, and then the next day she just happens to go Instagram official with Pete.
I know.
Like, the timing. I know. I was furious, but I also was like, I love this.
I know.
I commented it's on just so many posts about it. I was like, I won't forget that she said I have to get off my ass at work.
Uh-oh. No, I do the same thing. I'm so petty. I'm like, I'm not going to forget the timing that was yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people, they don't get the business. They just think that Kim was like, oh, you know what? This is a cute photo. Meanwhile, she's photoshopping the carpet out. This was a pre-planned event with Kris Jenner Communications nailing it.
Yeah.
And then immediately everyone forgot to go to work. We were just focused on Pete and Kim.
I mean, I will say it's so interesting how calculated it all ends up being. Because, like, I mean, like, with Kylie, at one point I was like, oh, is she just doing the same thing she did with her first pregnancy where it's like she was completely hidden? But you're right. Like, it was that conversation about AstroWorld. We're all focusing on that. Then we're focusing on Travis Barker and Courtney. And for listeners who don't know, can you give us a little bit of a backstory on Travis Barker's relationship with the Kardashians? I mean, how far exactly do they go back?
Oh, gosh, they go back like at least a decade. He's been close with them for years. I mean, he's appeared on episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians a bunch of times because he's always been close to the sisters and the family. His house has always been around the corner, maybe a couple blocks away from Kourtney's. Their kids have always spent time together. So I think it was a natural transition into a romantic relationship. I think it also just came out of nowhere because people were like, what? like, wait, we know you're friends, but this, we thought ultimately you'd end up with Scott.
Yeah.
We all hoped.
Weren't there rumors that he hooked up with Kim? Wasn't that a thing at one point?
Yeah. So Travis Barker's ex-wife, Shayna Mokler,
she's right.
Will die on the hill that Travis had a thing with Kim.
I mean, their neighbors, a block party, I get it.
Yeah, I get it too. And honestly, if it's it wouldn't shock me if it was true. But again, I don't know. But yeah, but Travis has been with them for a long time. And so I will definitely see him on the new series. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Obviously, it moved fast. I mean, they were together for a hot minute before getting engaged. It just shocked me because, she didn't strike me as the type that wanted to get married. But I also think maybe that was because Scott put her through so much. And then she wasted a lot of time with Eunice. But now it seems like she's found love and they're letting us know it.
Oh, for sure.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Enough.
All of his confessionals are going to have her tongue down his throat. It's going to be really hard to hear him.
I know. They're going to have to be subtitled up the wazoo.
Yes. Or they'll just leave the room and they'll just be audio.
Yeah.
Like the mics are like it's going to be something.
Left our mics on.
This is why they went to Hulu, I'm assuming, so that Kourtney and Travis could be inappropriate.
It's just softcore porn at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So we've covered Kourtney and Kylie. Catch us up on Chloe and the saga that is her and Trashton Thompson, as we like to call him.
Oh my gosh, Trashton. I love that. This is so particularly upsetting to me because Chloe was always everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't meet a person who didn't love Chloe because she had the normal body. She was just the funniest one, never hesitated to put Chris or anybody in their place. She was so relatable. And now as the years have gone by, she's totally transformed. And with that, she's like, it almost feels like she lost a little bit of self-respect. And especially after the Lamar stuff, she was such a hero through that. Mm-hmm. I mean, her strength was incredible. And now you get this bozo who's cheating on her every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And she can't seem to let go.
I know. Yeah.
And it's wild because he's fessed up to a lot of cheating. And you're like, okay, maybe give him a second chance. But then he cheated again. Then they get engaged, though nobody in that camp would ever confirm it.
Yeah.
It was never confirmed they were engaged. The line was always that, oh, she has really big diamond rings from Lorraine Schwartz that you just happen to have because you're a Kardashian. Like, I don't care if you're a Kardashian. You don't happen to have an 80-carat rock on your left ring finger.
Yeah.
But sure, Jan.
I mean, why was that a secret? Like, isn't that your first clue that it's a bad idea if you're wanting to keep it a secret?
Mm-hmm.
I think Chloe is just probably, she just knows that her Instagram, her social, everything would be flooded with, are you kidding?
Yes.
Like, this man humiliates you. He cheated on you. He basically put her in early labor from the stress of cheating on her.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, then there was that woman, Sydney Chase, who came out and claimed she had a tryst with him. It was never proven. He denied it. But, I mean, when there's smoke, there's fire. And then this Marilee Nichols stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When he was still actively with Chloe, it was over his 30th birthday, he impregnates her. Of course, he tries to die on the hill that that he wasn't the father. Mm-hmm. And then, honestly, good for Marilee, science proved otherwise. Yeah. And then once again, he has to publicly apologize and humiliate Chloe again. But fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Mm-hmm. She should have never been giving him another chance to begin with. I mean, he always does this.
I know.
I mean, I get into an Uber and the Uber driver has hooked up with him. So I just
I mean, she really thought And God bless her naivete, because she thought in the pandemic he was a changed man. He wasn't a changed man. He couldn't go anywhere.
Right. Yeah.
We were all locked up at home. Of course he was faithful. Who wasn't faithful? People were getting divorced because people were too faithful.
Yeah.
And then the day he gets out of quarantine, it's like, bye.
Yeah.
Got a lot of time to make up for.
Yeah.
Just going to line these women up.
Right? And then fans were like, we could have told you this a mile away. No. Like, of course he was going to cheat again.
Ugh. Well, okay. So I want to tie this back to what you were saying in terms of the Kardashians distracting us.
Mm-hmm.
How did they distract us when the news of Khloe being engaged to Tristan came out in early March?
Oh my God, was that early
Or
March
did they
already?
Distract us? Because I don't remember hearing
so
it. I just remember rumors.
Yeah.
Whispers. With the Marilee Nichols stuff?
No, with the Khloe being engaged to Tristan.
Oh, Khloe being engaged. There were always rumors and they never, ever confirmed it. They refused. Mm-hmm. But they had sources, you know, spreading a message to all different outlets mm-hmm. that it was not an engagement ring. They weren't together. They weren't this. And then it was only confirmed in the court documents with the lawsuit because Tristan had allegedly texted Marilee over Snapchat, which like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's going to come out this weekend that I'm engaged. So they were going to make an announcement, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if Khloe found out about what happened with Marilee. I don't know what happened there. But it never happened, obviously. No one would have wanted it to happen. But before this Marilee Nichols stuff, I had actually broken last June that Tristan and Khloe had broken up again. And it was when all this Sydney Chase drama was going on. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is I broke that story because I was trying to find out if they were going to react to this Sydney Chase stuff in any way. My sources were saying they weren't. Tristan was handling it with his own legal team with cease and desists and whatever. But then conveniently, I have people telling me that, oh, they were broken up. So, So all of a sudden it goes from, oh my God, he cheated on her again to, oh, well, he didn't because they weren't together.
Mm.
And, you know, then eventually Khloe's lawyer did get involved by sending a cease and desist, which again are just scary legal letters that don't do anything.
Exactly.
Is it true that the Kardashians just send out cease and desist letters every day? Like it's just every day they have an assistant that's putting them in the mail to every news outlet.
Just in case.
Yeah.
No, definitely
I feel like at
not.
This point.
No. They're actually the least litigious celebrities.
Interesting.
The Baldwins send them all the time. I mean, if you say Hillary Hayward Thomas, because I refuse to call her Hilaria, blinked the wrong way, you get a cease and desist.
Oh my
the
God.
Kardashians really don't care about stuff like that, which is very surprising. I mean, we've been chewed out, but we've never gotten a letter.
Well, they know how important press is.
Yeah, they have relationships with every outlet. I mean, every single one, because it's to your benefit to have them.
So when it comes to this, like, strategy of creating a new narrative, how much of this comes from, like, Kim? And how much of this is actually just Kris Jenner?
I would say it's Kim and Kris together a lot of the time because I think they're both the masters of communication in that family. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, it's Kris.
Yeah.
She just, I think her experience over just decades of experience with Caitlyn, with her husband. I mean, she's had her own scandals back in the day. I mean, she cheated on Rob Kardashian. Mm-hmm. And I just think she's the one. She's the businesswoman. She's the matriarch. She just knows what she's doing. And I think Kim in her own right has developed that business acumen as well.
Yeah.
She's a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, if I were famous, I would beg Kris Jenner to manage me. Like, absolutely beg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like they say, the devil works hard, but
Kris Jenner works harder.
Works harder.
It's so true.
We all face stress in our daily lives. What if the answer to a better stress response is in one key nutrient? I'm talking about magnesium, and specifically Magnesium Breakthrough by Optimizers. This one-of-a-kind product is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which could have a positive effect on our stress response. But don't take my word for it. Here's a quote from a 2020 issue of the scientific journal Nutrients. Results suggest that stress could increase magnesium loss, causing a deficiency. And in turn, magnesium deficiency could enhance the body's susceptibility to stress, resulting in a magnesium and stress vicious circle. I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. It's the only organic full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium for stress resilience and better sleep. Simply go to bioptimizers.com/ifstories, promo code ifstories10 to get your Magnesium Breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. That's bioptimizers.com/ifstories, promo code ifstories10.
Life is busier than ever. It might be harder to find time these days to grocery shop, prep, and cook healthy and hearty meals. I get it. But Factor's got you covered.
Yeah, so Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delivered right to your door, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Exactly. And Factor is tailored to your schedule. You can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. If you're traveling or still finishing up last week's meals, you can always pause or reschedule deliveries.
I mean, I know I've talked before about how much I love Factor because it's just so easy.
And it doesn't taste like, you know, the microwavable yes. meals you see, especially in rom-coms when we're trying to heighten and highlight how sad and pathetic this woman's life is.
Yeah.
They don't taste like that. They taste so good as if you made them yourself or hired a chef. Head to factormeals.com/rich50 and use code rich50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code rich50 at factormeals.com/rich50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. So, in addition to all of this never-ending personal drama, the Kardashian-Jenners have their new series coming out on Hulu. How do you think the new show is going to be different from what we've already seen?
Well, believe it or not, I can say I've seen the first 2 episodes.
Oh, wow.
And I can't spill too much information because there are embargo rules. But I've seen the first 2 episodes, and I can say they were not lying when the production value of this show has gone through the roof.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I mean, to the point where, okay, all I'm going to say is, and I feel like this won't get me in trouble, is they, in the confessionals, they put filters on these people.
Oh, of course.
Where, to the point where Scott Disick looks like Jared Leto. And oh I God. Was like baffled. But the they have drones, they have all this drama. There's breaking of the fourth wall, which was different.
Oh.
But it weird. It will address drama in the same way it always has.
Well, thank God for that.
But you'll get more screen time with like the kids and stuff like that. But I don't want to dive too much into the specifics of the drama that unfolds, at least in the first 2 episodes. Mm-hmm. But you do get to see more people involved in their lives, which I think is actually very interesting.
Will we get more GIFs?
No, because that's not a real word.
Listen, he just died and he called them GIFs. I have to honor
what he said.
Requests.
I don't care what he said. It's wrong. It's GIF. May he rest in peace. It's GIF.
Yeah, exactly.
GIF is a peanut butter and it's an inferior peanut butter to Skippy.
Exactly. Although maybe it says it on his Jave stone.
So in one of their trailers for the Hulu show, you end up seeing a flash of someone's foot in stilettos along with the words glamour, power, fame, and family. And I get where they're coming up with glamour, fame, and family, but I'm curious, what do you think is their power?
Everything they touch turns to gold. KKW Beauty, Skims, you know, the shapewear. Then it expanded and everything becomes a billion-dollar empire. Chloe's partnership with Good American, everything has expanded into Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom's. I mean, every business they touch is successful 99% of the time. And I think beyond their actual businesses, I think the power they have over the media too. The famous line is Kim saying, you know, not bad for a girl with no talent, but there's talent there and you don't know what it is. Like you, I don't know. Like, what is her talent? I don't know. But everything she touches works.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true.
And I think their power and influence. I mean, Kylie, before she admitted to her lip injections, and my God, I'm still waiting for her to admit to every other piece of plastic surgery she's had. But like, seriously, she had girls on social media doing the lip challenge and like blowing up their faces because she simply said she overlined her lips with lip liner. I mean, it's just influence. The only person, it's funny, and we haven't really talked about her, the only person who just like skates on by is Kendall.
Yeah.
Kendall could tell me to run into a street and get hit by a car and I'd be like, no. But if Kim was like, do it, I'd be like, ugh, all right. If it means I'll get to hang.
Yeah, but she'd cure like, you with a Pepsi if you got hurt.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. Never forget she solved world peace with a Pepsi. She's the least interesting to me. And she's another one who, again, has had her whole face and body reworked, allegedly, got to throw in an alleged, and it won't admit it. Mm-hmm. Just like, your face is not the same.
Right.
Your body That's is what not gets the me. Same.
Yeah. Like, we don't, like, do whatever you want to your body. It's your body. But don't perpetuate these unattainable
goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, just be honest. Like, yeah, I had a little help here or I did this here instead of being like, this is what I look like naturally.
I agree. And I almost feel gaslit by them to an extent. I'm like, am I crazy? Like, no, your lips are 8 times larger.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I love a celebrity like Cardi B who can be like, yeah, I got a tummy tuck. Yeah, I bought these abs after I had a baby. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, great. Good for you. And now these Kardashians who've had their whole bodies transformed are like, oh, you know, I just had my lips done. Just a little Botox.
Yeah. You know, speaking of the crazy things they say, we have a game to play. So
I love a game.
We're going to play Who Said It. We're going to read you a quote and then we're going to give you a choice between two, either Kardashian or Jenner. And you tell us who said it.
Okay. Okay. First one up. You're acting like drunk slob kebabs. Was it Khloé or was it Kourtney?
Khloé.
No, it was Kourtney.
But I could totally see Khloé saying that.
It does. It sounds like Khloé, but Khloé, I should have known. Khloé's usually the drunk one.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's true.
Kourtney's sipping on her, right? Kourtney's sipping on her avocado smoothie.
Her pooch.
Yeah, her pooch. Okay, sometimes you have no idea what I think in my head that I want to do to you. And if I did them, I would go to jail for so many years. Kourtney or Khloé?
Okay, I'm going to say Kourtney because Khloé's already been to jail. It was Khloé.
It was Khloé.
Oh, my God. Stop taking selfies. Your sister's going to jail.
Classic.
That was a classic moment. Classic.
Oh, my God.
That really
This is a really poor showing. And I'd like to come back another time and redo this after having memorized every episode of this, like, 16 years.
Okay, this one is, I take like 500 selfies to get one I like. Kim or Kylie?
Oh my God. I like, it's so hard. Kylie.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yay.
Yes. I was going to say Kim because of that stupid coffee table book, but I said, don't go with your instincts.
Okay, I feel like this one could be easier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll cry at the end of the day, not with fresh makeup. Kim or Chris?
Wait, also, that's a motto.
It really is. Right? Sure, it's words motto to live by.
Yeah.
I'll cry at the end of the day, not with fresh. Again, I'm going to go against my instincts.
I go I'm with my instincts
uh-oh
on this one.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Okay, Kim.
Yes.
Yay! Yes. I feel like Chris doesn't cry unless she's like overjoyed. Yeah. Like she only cries happy tears. Yep. She doesn't cry sad.
She just gets mad.
That's true.
Yes.
She has like
enraged.
She has like teary mom moments where she's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when Kim's naked posing for a Playboy and she's doing amazing.
Yes, you're doing amazing, sweetie. Or anytime Kylie does anything because Kylie's her favorite.
Yeah. Okay, this is the last one. First of all, I'm incredibly athletic, so fuck you. Is that Kourtney or Khloé?
Kourtney.
No, it was Khloé.
No!
But honestly, I really could see Kourtney saying that. That feels like a very Kourtney line. She says so fuck you after everything she says.
Exactly. And like, she just seems like she would have to defend her athleticism because all she does is Pilates.
To be fair, I bet if we put this up against the Kardashians, they wouldn't even know who said it.
Probably not. Like,
was that
Oh,
me?
Yeah, no.
Or was that, like, these are hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I had one.
You got two.
One.
You got two.
Yeah. And in this day and age, that's winning. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
Chris won't call and yell at you.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's all we got for you, Francesca. This has been an absolute delight.
So much
this
fun.
This was so much fun.
So fun. I love this.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Even the Rich ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This episode was produced by Haley Gray and Peter Arcuni. Kate Young is our series producer. Natalie Shisha is our senior producer. Our audio engineer is Sergio Enriquez. Our executive producers are Stephanie Jens, Jenny Lauer-Beckman, and Marsha Louie. For Wondery.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.